Yeah. Rotating shift, goes from first for 6 months and second, and I don't know, and whatever shift he's on now, he had to work. And it makes scheduling hard because you don't know, he don't know when he has to work, and we don't know when he's not going to be here, so we just charge forward. And that last song, all his fault, but those three words, we can get some. Thank you. Mr. Dan Hughes, make these guys welcome. Danny Bates, right out of Greene County, Kentucky. Little spot called Jay, Wayne Morris Edwards Jr. Come over here, part-time resident of Indiana during the week. Down in Madison, lives in Brandenburg, Kentucky on the weekend. Mr. Mark Noe. Retire in 30 days. Works at the Hart County school system there. He's had several different roles. Now he's the janitor. most people strive to get promoted during the career. His goal has been to be demoted. So he's going to get demoted. So. He's going to be retiring as the director of pupil personnel there. Hart County, Mr. Allen Corner from Horse Head. Person here in the middle is Buddy Lowe. Always would say, Kenny, he is the prop pole. Said at one place, people were like, we have no idea what you're talking about. You know, hold stuff up, prop stuff up. Kind of like the anchor. He's the prop pole for the Joymakers. He lives down in Scottsville. This is Mr. Leland Humphrey. My name's Tim McLean, and I live in Frankfort, and that's all the Joymakers. And we're just thrilled to be with you this morning. Back last fall, we recorded a new CD, and we don't know any of the songs that are on. And we're scattered out all over the place down in Kentucky, and folks ask us all the time, man, how in the world do you get together to practice? Usually my response is, we're really glad y'all came out to do with us this morning. That's just kind of how it works. And so is it okay if we do a little practicing this morning? We're going to sing some new songs. The very first song we sang, Welcome Holy Spirit, is brand new to us, and that's about the second time I think we've sang it since we recorded. These other songs, as Wendy Bagg would say, in fact, with my hand up, we have not sang since we recorded them, other than we ran over them once or twice this morning. And but they're great songs, and the only way we'll ever learn them is to sing them, right? And all you singers out there know how it goes. This song we're going to do now, man, this is a good one, and I was thinking earlier, my dad will be 93 on his birthday. And when I go visit, I'll say, boy, my back sure is hurting. And he'll say, yeah, it probably won't get any better. And that's his favorite line. And over the last few months, we've had our share of aggravation. Leland had a shoulder replaced. And just a couple weeks ago, I battled one of the worst kidney stones I've ever had. But I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. And I don't know all the words to it, but I know one line in there that's so true. The Lord is my strength.
Yes.
And he is my shield.
Hard you're a man who cares.
Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men.
I call Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you think that no
we
Thank you.
servants in my Father's house are better off than I am now. You didn't think you'd take you in, but let's call you son again. You found a mercy so beautiful and wide that it looks beyond the foolishness to see the wayward child.
All my life you have been faithful. Seems like we've been hit with by Mack truck the last few weeks. But you know, God has been faithful.
Amen.
Even through the pain and the long nights and long days of therapy, he's still faithful.
Yep.
Even when he has discouraging words and, you know, people sometimes speak negative. Have you ever noticed how negative people are? And did you ever notice if you stayed with them, you would become negative?
My foot.
Happens.
My foot.
Mr. told this was the truth, and I think it is. They said they had a fellow that worked on the line with the factory. And they said, he told me, I assume, he said, I'll have Larry going home by noon sick. He said, how do you do that? He said, hey, just watch me. So every time Larry would come by the machine, he'd say, are you feeling okay? And he'd say, yeah, fine. Yeah, I think you just look like you felt good. He'd come back by with another bundle, he'd say, are you sure you're okay? Well, I think so. By noon, Larry had talked down and went home. Sick. So stay away from negative people. They have an influence on you. And we thank you so much for having us. It's like Max said, it's like coming home. But then I told somebody, they said, where y'all going? And I told them, they said, all the way up there. And I said, yep. It'll be a hot church full of people that love to worship and love the Lord. And they invite us to come and worship with them. And we thank you for that. We want to pray for you before we go. We're going to sing one more song, but we do this everywhere we go. If you're here this morning with any, I want you to just bow your head. We just want to pray for you. Bow your head. If you came this morning and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, first of all, the one we sang about this morning, if you don't know him as your personal Savior and you want to, you want us to pray that you find him, would you just raise your hand quickly and take it down? Nobody looking around just quickly. Say, I want you to pray for me. Anybody? Anybody come this morning with a burden on your heart and say, I just need prayer this morning? Just raise your hand quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else support, right? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands on over, we thank you. Thank you. Father, you're so good. Thank you for this church and this pastor and these people that gathered here. Thank you for an opportunity to come worship together. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, there's hands raised all over the building and have a burden on their heart. And God, you knew that before they raised their hand. Lord, I pray that you just touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. God, just didn't let your anointing touch them this morning. Let them know that you're running after them. You're there for them like the prodigal father that waited. You're there. Lord, we love you this morning. We give you praise and we give you honor and glory because you're so faithful and you love us and you care for us. And you're our Savior and you're our need meter. We thank you for all in the name of Jesus. And the church said, everybody, amen.
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 Amen. It is good, like the little Kimbo said this morning, to be here today. I just want to take a moment to just say thanks again for having us. I want to also say a special thank you to my Aunt Betty. Many of you all know my Aunt Betty Corner and her daughter Connie. They're here this morning. They left their church to come here to sing in my church again. I love you guys so much. Thank you all for coming. You all may remember my Aunt Virginia, Betty Corner. That's his daughter and his wife, and he's certainly in Central Green, but you know what? He's in a much better place than we are today, and I wouldn't bring him back for anything. Also, Rhonda's got a whole good bunch of family back here, right? So if you are Rhonda's family, would you please wave at us? We don't know who you are. So, welcome. We appreciate having you all with us today. And I feel like I have some new friends here, Brother Chris Campbell and your mother, Delma. They came from Greenwood, is that right? Indiana. I met them online a few weeks ago and been conversing back and forth. So appreciate you guys coming this morning. It is always good to sing about the Lord Jesus Christ and the good things he's done for us. And you know, we just hope that something you said or something you sung may be a blessing to you and may help you get through this week. I will say we do have some CDs and products back there. We've got CDs, six, I think, different CDs. We'll give you a good deal on that. Also, if you've got one of the newfangled fancy cars, it doesn't have the CD player, but it's got the flash drive, the USB port, we've got those, and it's got five CDs on that. So if you want to purchase that, we'd love to have you take that with us. With you this morning, we want to leave you with a quick message. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know what's going to come down the road tomorrow, but God does, right? But there's a passage in Ephesians' song that talks about weeping might endure just for the night, but that joy is going to come in the morning, amen? Thank you all so much. We love you guys. We worship you this morning, okay?